Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Luke chapter 11 and verse 33. The Bible says, "No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or crypt or under a basket measure, but on a lampstand, that those who are coming in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body is full of light."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The eye is what?
Is the lamp of your body.
Is the lamp of your body. And if the eye is fulfilling its office, what will happen?
Your whole body is full of light.
Your whole body is full of light. You know, I've been a Christian for more than a decade now. And I've always read over the scripture. But of late, when I read it, I was touched at the importance of our eyes. Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me?
Amen.
When your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Do you understand?
Amen.
When God looks at you, He's looking for that light. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
God is not looking at how educated you are. God is not looking at how much money you have or don't have. He's looking to see whether there is light in you. And how much light there is dependent on your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Up to verse 34.
"But it is not sound, and it is not fulfilling its office. Your body is full of darkness." Verse 35.
Okay.
"Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no part dark, it will be really bright, as when as a lamp with its bright rays gives you light."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the word of God. We celebrate the Lord and give Him praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, let your word come with light. Let it come with power. Let it come with revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
Amen.
And the church will say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, over the last couple of weeks, I have been showing you the different eye disorders that any one of us could have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I taught you about the mote beam disorder. That is where your eyes are blocked by a beam. This is a beam, this thing here. Some of us, as we are sitting here in the spirit, you are carrying a huge thing in front of your eyes. Say amen.
Amen.
And you having this huge weight on your eyes, you have the boldness to see the speck that is in other people's eyes. Do you remember that?
Amen.
I told you about the knowledge of good and evil disorder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Bible says after they ate, their eyes opened. It was a disorder. A sickness had entered the human race. I taught you about the seeing, see not disorder. Jesus said there are those who see but cannot see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what else did I teach you? The scaled eye disorder. The Bible tells us that when Ananias prayed for Apostle Paul, something like scales fell off his eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to encourage you to get all these messages and listen to them. Not once, not twice, over and over and over and over again.
Are
you listening to me? Your amens are very soft here. It's very important not to listen once only, but over and over. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Tony, are you listening to me?
Amen.
Over and over and over again. Amen.
Amen.
Today, for a very short time, I want to teach on what I have entitled The Causes of Spiritual Eye Disorders. What is causing all these disorders? Do you want to know? The government or the health people, they like to say prevention is better than cure. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Yeah. Prevention is better than cure. Tell your neighbor, prevention is better than cure. Do you understand what that means?
Amen.
So, you cannot prevent yourself from having certain eye problems unless you know what causes them. What causes diabetes? Do you know? Hello? What causes diabetes? An overdose of sugar, isn't it?
So
when you are aware of this, you will limit yourself in terms of sugar. True or not true? Because you know that if you have you take too much sugar, it will cause sickness, isn't it? So for you to not have sugar diabetes, you will be careful on how much sugar you take. So instead of you getting diabetes and going to the doctor and taking injections every day, you rather limit how much sugar you take. Amen.
Amen.
So the things I'm teaching you now, once you are aware of them, it will help you so that you do not become sick spiritually. Amen.
Amen.
Number one, I'm giving you 10 points, so I'm going to rush over them.
10 points. So
the causes of spiritual eye disorders. The first one is problems. Problems are one of the reasons why people become sick spiritually. Are you listening to me? How many people you've had a problem before in your life? Oh, those who have not lifted their hands, I wish I were you.
Amen.
All of us at one point or the other face some kind of problem. We all face some kind of issue, trial or the other. Are you listening to me? And if you are not careful, your problems can cause these sicknesses that I've been preaching on. Open your Bibles to the book of Job. Job chapter 17.
Job 17 and verse 7.
Job. Chapter 17 and verse 7.
Are
you there?
Amen.
Job chapter 17 verse 7. Yes, sister.
Job chapter 17 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
My eye has grown dim.
My eye has grown dim. Let's pause there. My eye has grown what?
Dim.
Dim. It means that it's sick. It has a problem. Are you listening to me? Why has it grown dim? Yes.
Because of grief.
Uh-huh.
And all my members are wasted away like a shadow.
My eyes have become sick because of grief. Some of the Bible says because of sorrows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, when you are going through troubles, you must be very careful of your behavior during such times. On Friday, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was telling me that there was a time in his life where he was extremely down. He told me at that time he was unemployed. At the same time, his wife was pregnant. And his wife was working in Joburg. And the wife had to catch a train at 4 in the morning every day. And will arrive back home around 9-10 p.m. And the next day she does it again. And he was at home. And he said he was down. And he said to me, during those days, I even thought, maybe I should do armed robbery. He said to me, my friend, the only problem is that I didn't know an armed robber. He said, if I knew an armed robber, I would go and connect myself to him. And join his group. This is my friend. I'm not telling you
about
I don't know. But can you see what problems can do? When you allow problems to frustrate you to the point of, you know, you feel like you can die, that is where your eye becomes sick. That is where people take the decision to do prostitution. That is where people take the decisions to do crime. That's where people, business people now, they start doing illegal things. Because that season of life where you are facing severe problems is a sensitive time. And if you are not careful, that is the time where eyes become sick. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Just think about what I'm saying. How many times have you sat down, your head buzzing because of the problems you have? Just rethink of the thoughts that will come to your mind.
Amen.
You're not saying amen because you don't go through these things.
Amen.
Have you not been in so much trouble that your mind started thinking of things that you shouldn't be thinking?
Amen.
So problems, when you are going through problems, always keep holding to the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says, those who love me are those who keep my words. That is what Jesus said. So I tell my friends, as I was talking with this friend of mine, I tell him that I also face severe problems. A few months ago, I was facing a severe problem. To the point that I started developing a headache. And for the first time in my life, I had a headache that will not go away. Day after day after day after day. I went to the chemist.
I a chemist.
The guy said, hey, when last did you check your high blood pressure? Then he said, when last did you check corona? I said, this guy wants to scare me. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have corona in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But the headache continued to persist. Because I'm under pressure. I feel like I'm surrounded on every side. I don't see a way out. I went to the doctor. And the doctor said, I've checked you and you are 100%. Maybe you are stressed. And I told my friend that in such times of my life, what comforts me and what keeps me sane is God's word. I will remember his word. When I remember his word, I become sober again. Your amens are not blessing me. When I remember his word, when his word starts bubbling in my spirit, even though the problem may not be solved at that point, but his word will give me peace. And therefore my eyes will remain clear. But if you don't have his word, you may be easily tempted to do something very bad. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Read for me the Lamentations chapter 2, verse 11. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 11. Lamentations is after the book of Jeremiah. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 11.
Moraha buka Jeremiah.
Yes, ma'am.
Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes fail from weeping. My emotions are deeply disturbed.
My eyes fail from weeping. My emotions are deeply what?
Disturbed.
Distressed. In other words, the distress that I'm feeling in my emotions have caused my eyes to fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you today. Do not let your troubles cause you to become sick spiritually. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. You know, recently, this brother, stand up, brother. Brother, stand up. Lebogang. All the media boys, arise. Recently, I've been watching these brothers. And they have been, I was telling Mam Ruti this morning as I was coming here, that their presence have taken the weight of their of our shoulders. Because before they came, Mam Ruti, look, stand up, Mam Ruti. Look how she is dressed. Can you see?
Amen.
And she will go and take chairs dressed like this. And carry chairs and bring them for you to sit on. The whole Mam Ruti. And when she's finished, she will clean the chairs for you to sit on. But since these brothers came, every time they come, the chairs are ready. You see, you are jealous. You won't even say amen. I'm watching you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I've been watching them because I've been pastoring for a while. And I pray in my heart. Because you see, when you are young, you have less responsibilities. As you move from level to level, you start knowing something called trouble. You start knowing something called problem. When those problems come, you can start thinking, hey, when the problems come, you see, the sickness begins there. I've seen many of them have set them down as they leave high school to go to university. I told them that when you get there, you will face demons you've never faced before. You must remain in the Lord. Thank you, you may be seated. One day, there was a certain sister. This sister loved the Lord with all her heart. She was so close to God that when the pastor was casting out demons, and the demons were saying, I'm not going out, the pastor
Muruti
will call this young sister and say, cast out the demon. I'm not telling you something that I heard of. This sister was telling me herself. And she said, it came to a point in my life that as I'm walking in the street, if someone who has demons passes next to me,
if
start manifesting. As I'm just walking.
Amen.
That was happening in her high school days. She said at school they used to call me pastor. Someone said pastor. I say like I'm saying a pastor. Then the sister came to Joburg. Just my bone. The city of lights. When she got to Joburg, she met a demon she had never faced before in her whole life. Do you know that demon? It's a demon called boy.
Musiman.
Boy.
Mujiman.
The ones that she met in Limpopo, they were not giving her problems.
Come
out. Ito. And the demons will come out.
Then she will cast out demons there in Limpopo, then nothing will come back.
But in Joburg, she met a demon called Boy. Next thing I knew, the whole sister was carrying something.
The
demon caster. You see, as you move from level to level in life, and you go through certain situations and trials, it's a very sensitive time for you in your spiritual life. You must fight to remain sober so that your eyes are not infected. Many people have left the Lord because of troubles. Many people have stopped serving God because of troubles. So as I'm preaching to you, please, may my voice echo in your ears the day you face troubles. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? May my voice echo in your ears.
Amen.
When you are going through trials. And may you remember that this is a sensitive time. If I am not careful, the devil can come and influence me in a way that I shouldn't go.
Hey.
Number two. I'm telling you about the things that cause spiritual eye disorders. The hurry or the rush to be rich. Say it again. Are you understanding? Proverbs 28, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 22. What did I say the point is? Yeah, to become rich. Proverbs 28
and
verse
22. Yes, ma'am. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
He who has an evil and covetous eye tends to be rich and knows not that what will come upon him.
Read it one more time.
He who has an evil and covetous eye has tends to be rich and knows not that one will come upon him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the King James, it says, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye. The one who is rushing to be rich has an evil eye. All of us sitting here, as for this one, we must watch out for. You see, we all want to do well in life, true or not true. But the rush, the hurry, the impatience to be rich is dangerous. Because that's where you make the major mistakes. That's where you become, you fall to trying to take shortcuts. That's where you start bribing. That's where you will even choose to hurt people so that you can be rich. So when your eyes are constantly on being rich to the point that you are uncontrollable, you are rushing to be rich, the Bible says your eye is evil. You have become sick. the appetite for riches has caused many people to leave God. It is possible to be rich and to know God. It is possible to be rich and to be close to God. It's possible to be rich and to be prayerful. It's possible to be rich and to know the word of God. It's very possible. I personally had a friend who was a billionaire. Do you know what is a billion? It's 1,000,000 millions. Hey, listen to me.
Amen.
So I'm talking nonsense. It's 1,000 millions. 1,000 millions. If you can just give me one of the millions, my life will suddenly become much smoother. Hey. Imagine having 1,000 millions.
Amen.
But the same guy, he was doing crusades.
Yeah, crusade.
Going from town to town, preaching the word of God. And he had billions. One time he took me with to a crusade. And we were sitting in his car. And bodyguards were around us.
I felt like a VIP.
And he went and preached a powerful preaching. I still remember that day. He hired a coffin.
I hear a box.
And brought it to the tent. When he finished preaching, about six guys walked in the tent holding a box. And you started hearing sounds in the church. Ha,
who,
ha,
who.
And they brought it and put it next to the pulpit. And he preached. And he said, now, we are going to open this box. And we are going to see who is in the box. And he said, when you see the person who is in the box, I want you to think and consider, where will that person spend his eternal life? Listen to a billionaire preaching. And people were afraid to go, and he said, everyone in this tent must come and see this person. And I said, I want to see who is there. And I went.
Aya.
And I got there. You know what I saw? I saw a mirror.
I want to speak.
And when you look, you see yourself. And you must ask yourself, where will you spend eternity? Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
But you are a thousand air. You have become too big for God. You cannot do outreach anymore. You cannot pray anymore. You didn't change the way you walk. See, the rush to become rich causes you to become sick. The rush. The unquenchable appetite to be rich is dangerous. You see, God takes you from season to season. And his timing is perfect. But sometimes people look at their friends, hey, bonu tamaga GTI. Hey, bonu tamaga BMW. Hey, look at the house.
Hey. Amen.
Look at the house they live in. And so you move out of God's timing. You move out of God's plan. Because you are trying to attain riches. Push your neighbor and say, be careful. I can hear you. Tell your neighbor, say, be careful. Are you understanding the point? Can you see how it can make you sick? Number three. Being a worthless or valueless Christian. Being. To be a worthless or valueless Christian. Zechariah chapter 11 verse 17. Zechariah. Today you open your Bible, I'm not playing. Zechariah chapter 11 verse 17. Zechariah is the second last book in the Old Testament, just before Malachi or Malachi. Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 17.
Before Malachi.
In fact, start from verse 16.
Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For behold, I will raise up a false shepherd in the land. The lost and perishing he will not miss or visit. The young and scattered he will not go to seek.
No, start again.
Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For behold, I will raise up a false shepherd in the land.
A false shepherd in the land, yes.
The lost and perishing, he will not miss or visit.
The lost and what?
And perishing.
The lost and perishing, he shall not visit, yes.
The young and scattered, he will not go to seek.
The young and scattered, he will not go to seek, yes.
The wounded and broken, he will not heal.
The wounded and broken. Are you listening to the shepherd? The wounded and broken, he will not heal, yes?
Nor will he feed those that are sound and strong.
Oh my God, yes, continue.
But he will eat the flesh of the fat ones.
Hey.
And break off their hoofs.
The shepherd will start eating the sheep that he is supposed to protect. Continue.
And consume all their flesh.
Verse 17.
Woe to the worthless and foolish shepherds who desert the flock. The word shall smite his arms and his right eye. His arm shall be utterly withered and his right eye utterly blinded.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the word of God.
Amen.
Hey, that Christian who is useless in God's eyes. Who's not doing anything.
As I ring seal.
The Bible says his right eye. Will be completely blinded. I know you don't like my preaching. You know, someone was telling me that, Pastor, there are people who have left church because of you. I said, and when I went to think about it, I said, I know I say some sharp things. But you know, when I preach, when I read my Bible, I don't go to search for things to say about you. I mean, I just read. What comes up, and then I come and say. So, as I'm saying this one, I'm not saying about anybody. I'm just the Bible, okay? If you are finding yourself, it's not my, it's between you and God and the Bible. Tell him to change what he wrote. Being a worthless Christian, being a useless Christian, will make you sick spiritually. This particular Christian didn't care whether people are sick, didn't care whether people are hurt, are harmed, are hungry. Cared nothing, zero,
nasnatab.
Double tails.
Nasnatab.
Nasnatab. And the Bible says the right eye will be completely blind. It's dangerous to be a Christian and just be
there.
That's why you find Christians, I mean, do you work?
Yes.
Do you have Christians where you work?
Yes.
And do you find that some of the Christians, when you party, they also... tell them that they think I'm lying. Tell them.
They're there.
Betang.
Banwa.
What? They're all Christian.
Amen.
Those Christians are sometimes more dangerous than Satan himself.
But you may remember Satan come cobbling at the
because when someone who is new in the faith comes and sees you, fellow Christian, who's been around,
will
think, when they see you, they will think, ah, so it's okay, must to be here and to be here.
But when they'll
get lost because you have become a useless Christian. A valueless Christian. So you have become sick and you are making other people around you sick also.
It's just,
please look at Zechariah 11, so that's all we read. Sankwatela assembly.
Sankwatela Muruti, Zechariah 11, verse 17.
So, don't be a useless Christian, please. Don't be a valueless Christian. Someone who is valueless is someone who doesn't contribute. Whether you are there or not there, what wanna fail? That causes your eye to be sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody? You don't like what I'm saying, right? Hey. If there's one thing I'm afraid of, is going to heaven and the Lord is not happy with me. Whenever I'm going through my deepest troubles, my prayer to God is, Lord, I just want to hear your voice. I don't mind going through these things, but I just want to know that you are with me. So, being right in his eyes is very important to me. I don't want to be useless to God. One day, Isaiah fell into a vision.
Isaiah, Lord.
And he saw himself going to heaven. When he got to heaven, God said, who shall I send? Who will go for me? There are people in Haman's crowd that don't know God. There are people in Extension 3 that don't know God. There are people in Mamelodi that don't know God. There are people in Soshanguve that don't know God. There are people in Zimbabwe that don't know God. And God is saying, who can I send? Who will go for me? Who will go tell them? Who will pay the price? And Isaiah said, Lord, send me.
Isaiah Arutumami.
Send me.
Arutumami.
But many Christians, when God is asking, who will go for me? But hey,
but many Baba gona le Baba kitaroma mang omo lomo gona le sa sirang.
It's a sickness.
Kibolwe it.
Tell another, say, my neighbor. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I will no longer be useless to God.
I will no longer be useless to God.
I will no longer be useless to God.
I will no longer be useless.
I will become valuable in God's eyes.
I will become valuable to
God. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Amen.
And give him praise. Are you listening to me, Mzalwane?
Rautwana.
What number are we on? 3. 4.
We are going to 4.
The other thing that causes the eye to become sick. That ultimately causes the mode beam disorder and so on and so forth. Is sin. Someone say sin. Leviticus 26, verse 14 to 16. Leviticus 26, from verse 14 to verse 16. Are you getting there? Leviticus 26, verse 14 to verse 16.
Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 14. If you will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments, verse 15, and if your span and despise my statutes, and if your soul despises and rejects my ordinances, so that you will not do all my commandments but break my covenant, I will do this. I will appoint over you sudden terror, trembling, trouble, even consumption and fever that consumes and wastes the eye and makes the physical life pine away. You shall sow your seeds in vain, for your enemies shall eat it.
Read verse 16 one more time.
I will do this. I will appoint over you a sudden terror, trembling, trouble, even consumption and fever that consume and waste the eyes and make the physical life pine away.
Hey, there is a fever that consumes the eyes. And that comes upon you because you disobey God's word. And that is called sin. The first sin that ever took place in this earth was when God told the children of Adam and Eve, don't eat from this tree.
And
they disobeyed that commandment. And that was called what? Sin. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, one major thing that causes people to be sick spiritually is sin. Every time we sin, we become more sick. We sin, we become sick. We sin, we become sick. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Sin will cause you to be sick spiritually. If you want to be, you know, have healthy eyes so that your whole body will be full of light, as it is written in Luke chapter 11, then we must stay far away from sin. And for you to stay far away from sin, it takes, you know, for you to sacrifice. Because your body, your flesh, wants to sin. It doesn't matter whether you're a good guy or you're a good girl, but your body is not a good body. You've stopped saying amen.
Amen.
How many have realized your body is not a good body? Your body is very, very, very naughty. You've not noticed. And so for you to stop your body from wanting to do things that are not correct, it comes with a fight. You must fight your body. Are you listening to me? But if you don't fight your own body, you will dive into sin. You'll be swimming in sin. There are people who sin so much that they are no longer, Paul said that your conscience being seared with a hot iron. In other words, you don't even feel that I'm sinning anymore. You just sin and hey, give me pillow. When you get to that level, it's dangerous. Because nobody can talk to you. But sin is one major reason why the eye spiritually becomes sick. God said, I will send a consuming fever that consumes the eye. It's very rare to find someone who is very spiritual and extremely sinful. It's very rare. If you want to be close to God, sensitive to His Spirit, if you want to hear His voice, if you want to walk with Him, you have to leave sin alone. Today I'm really forcing for amens. It's rough.
You're dialing the number.
I'm done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
So we have to, run away from sin. Run away. 1 particular pastor. I'm talking about a pastor. He said he called the ladies in his church. And he said, dear ladies, I beg you,
please.
Don't tempt me. A pastor. He said, please don't tempt me. The man of God said, because his church is one of the biggest churches in the world. And he said that when you have such a big church, then you have a lot of beautiful people in the church. And some of them, the way that they smile, hey, they're too silent now. And some of them, the way that they hug. Stand up, brother, stand up. Quickly, quickly. See, this is a spiritual hug. This is how I hug. You are blessed. But there are some people who hug. And they stay in the hug. They stay in that. It's dangerous hugs. And the pastor said, please, ladies, get a group of assembly. Don't tempt the pastor. The pastor said, he never goes anywhere alone. He always has somebody with him because this body is very evil. So he will not even, because some people, you think you are so prayerful that you cannot be tempted. Ever since I got married, I've never visited anyone alone, unless it's a guy. Have I come to you alone? Talk the truth, you are in church. Because once you fall into sin, that's where your eyes really, really become sick. Every trouble that you find in this world began when sin entered into the human race. All of us, in fact, we are struggling because of the sin that entered through Adam and Eve. So when you live a life of sin, you are adding more problems. You are adding problem after problem. And the sickness is becoming worse. Mamruti the other day was showing me a picture of an old lady.
Mamruti na bontsan tate Mruti tshwantsa sa sekoko mogolo.
O mogolo thata.
O mogolo. O tsofetse.
Say it again.
O tsofetse.
And this old lady was wearing a short. What do you call that thing that she was wearing?
Bum shorts.
I mean, we're afraid to say it. I said, what? Oh, lady. At this age, you are not supposed to be wearing bum shorts. Now, when you're going to the shop, you are competing with the teenager. You see, sin can make you very sick. And it becomes an access to all forms of spiritual sicknesses. And can also become access to even physical sicknesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody? Tell another, say, I will sin no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together one more time for the Lord. My time is almost up. Let me give you one more point and then we close. Number five. Being wise in your own eyes. Being wise in your own eyes can cause you to be sick spiritually. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8. Proverbs 3, verse 7 and 8. Nompumelela, I want you to read Proverbs and also read Isaiah 5, verse 18. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 to 8, and Isaiah chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 23. Being wise in your own eyes. Are you winning?
Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil. It shall be health to your nerves and sinews, and marrow, and my stunning to your bones.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read it one more time. As you speak these scriptures, I feel it feeding my spirit.
Be not wise in your own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be health to your nerves and sinews, and marrow and my stunning to your bones.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 5, verse 18 to verse 23. Be not wise in your own eyes. When you are not wise in your own eyes and you rely on God, it will be health to you. Are you listening to me?
Oh.
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a cord of rope.
Mm-hmm.
That say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitterness for sweet, and sweet for bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink,
mm-hmm.
which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to note what they compare someone who is wise in their own eyes with.
Woe
unto them that draw in iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a cart. So there are people who pull sin to themselves. Let's say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. These people are being compared with people who are wise in their own eyes. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Verse 21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Someone who is wise in their own eyes is in the same category of with a strong drunkard. Surprised by what I'm reading here. Ask your neighbor, why are you not surprised? Being wise in your own eyes is dangerous. We have to be ever reliant on God and His Word. Sir, do you know that in heaven, where God lives, where He resides, in His throne, the Bible says, there are creatures there that have eyes all over their body. The Bible says there are angels there that have eyes all over their bodies. There are creatures there. There's one that has a human head with two eyes, a lion head with two eyes, an eagle with two eyes, and a bull with two eyes. When you add all the eyes, there are eight. In the book of Revelations, the Lamb of God, which is Jesus, the Bible says he has seven eyes. Now, look at what God surrounds himself with. That even God wants an atmosphere of people who can see. But you and I, you feel that you yourself alone, you are wise enough. You don't need anything else. Why are you laughing? (Laughter) Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Look at God, who himself is light. There is no darkness in him. He does not need any help. He does not need any advice. But surrounds himself with creatures that have more than one eye. And you with your very limited you think you know it all. It's dangerous. Some of us, we just make decisions carelessly. You don't pray. You don't fast. You are not guided by the word. That is where sickness comes into us. When you become wise in your own eyes, cannot be counseled, cannot be corrected, cannot be guided, cannot be shown the way, it's dangerous. Tell your neighbor, say, it's dangerous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I preaching to somebody? Some of you, you know, the Lord showed me something the other day. I saw somebody coming to me and said, Pastor, I'm getting married. You are getting married. Well, first and foremost, when did you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend to start? When did you pay lobola?
Or
lobola was paid for you.
Or
all of a sudden you are getting married.
Wanyala.
My God.
Mark.
I recently heard a man of God say, hello, look at me. He said that wisdom will save you from many troubles. Tell
the
neighbor this. Say, wisdom will save you from many troubles. May your ear be open to wisdom. May your ear be sensitive to wisdom. May your ear hear wisdom. Do you know Solomon? The Bible says Solomon was the wisest person who ever lived. But even him, as wise as he was, he always had counselors all around him. People who will advise him. People who will show him the way. When he has an idea, he will come and test his ideas amongst the people who are advising him. The wisest person in the world. You are the wisest person in your family, not even in the mafias. Being wise in your own eyes is dangerous. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
That is why God brings you here. That is why I'm preaching to you. I'm counseling you based on God's word. Don't be deaf and don't be blind towards what you are hearing. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
All right, put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. Give the Lord some praise, somebody. Give the Lord some glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The causes of spiritual eye disorders. Are you listening to me, somebody? There's 10 of them. How many have I given you?
Five.
We will see whether the Lord will allow us to continue next week or I will talk about something else. Oh, my preaching has so much fire and power.
Amen.
If only you can hear, you will be delivered from many trials.
Amen.
When storms come, you will rise above the storms. Yeah. And when all is said and done, you will be close to the Lord.
Amen.
You will not go to heaven empty-handed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to pray for yourself. You know, say, Lord, anything that causes me to be sick spiritually, that is fighting my relationship with you, that is fighting my destiny that you have preordained me to walk into, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that it will break in my life now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth and pray. We want to be clean in God's eyes. We want to be pure in God's eyes. We want to be righteous in God's eyes. We want him to say, thou good and faithful servant. Not thou slothful and evil servant, but thou good and faithful servant. Oh Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for teaching us about the things that when we are not careful of, will drive us away from you, will drive us away from your word, will drive us away from praying. Please, Father, cause us to be conscious about all these things. Deliver us from these disorders that cause us to be sick spiritually. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your Holy Son. And the whole church will say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many feel that, Pastor, as you preach, sometimes it's like you are talking to me? How many feel things like that? And how many feel that when I hear these things, they are changing me? You see, that's the power of God's word. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Allow yourself to be changed.
Amen.
Allow yourself to be transformed.
Amen.
Allow yourself to be molded.
Amen.
Because as I minister to you, the words are changing you so that you'll become like Jesus.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord and give him praise.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.